welcome to News Pugs. It is Wednesday, the 27th of September.
Hello!
We're doing it quick today. I'm bored about it already. What's the news?
Tony Blair has done a cracking speech, and now everyone says, oh, actually,
he would
be Prime Minister again for another 50 years.
Jeremy Vine was very amused on the radio about that guy who signed the letter saying, get rid of Blair, you're rubbish. He said it was the best speech he'd ever heard, and he was a brilliant Prime Minister yesterday. He did some gags. He had a good one about Cherie not wanting to run off with the man next door.
He's got better comic timing than Brown.
He has. He's got
a natural kind of humour.
So I think, I imagine that Brown, if you went out for dinner with him, like you would... If
like
he was
you
my,
dreamt about last night when you
my
ran
boyfriend.
Away together.
They didn't run away together. He was my boyfriend and he went to space.
Did you go to space with him?
I don't think so. I think I saw him off.
You killed him.
What am I saying? I reckon he'd be quite funny. He'd be quite dry, quite dour, kind of in a good way if you were on a one-to-one basis with him. But in speeches, it didn't work.
So you reckon his pillow talk would be good?
I think it probably would.
Yeah. Right. what do you think of these dolls then?
Well, I think the Metro perhaps misled us slightly of their story. There's a picture of some trailer trash dolls that have been created in America. They're like knack versions of Barbie. The girl is called Turaline. She's got curlers in, a fag in her mouth, and she's pregnant. And there's a man called Gerwayne Jr. And he's got tattoos and a mullet. It's quite a mullet and sort of bad teeth. They're, you know, trailer trash toys. They're a laugh. But then they've said in the... You read in the story, and they're drinking beer... they're smoking, you know. They're obviously a novelty rather than an actual child's toy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've said, but Turaline has become a favourite of the children in America. So the makers have decided to make her a bow as well. I don't think it's the children that are buying it.
Well,
I think it's adults. I think that, you know, children would really prefer a Barbie.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a kid, I probably would have been quite keen on her, but I don't think I've ever had the option.
No, well, exactly. I mean, you might want one, but you're not gonna, your mum's not going to buy you a fag-smoking, pregnant, beer-swilling trailer trash doll. She might now. You might get one for Christmas.
Yeah.
Frankie's not going to Bollywood.
Oh.
There's a driver... She was,
Frankie's a Tory.
Yeah, I think it's some sporty Frankie. Bloody phone's going off straight away. As soon as we start, just ignore it. Hope it isn't somebody who babbles on too long. Dog starts car after eating chip.
Oh.
This is the headline. I mean, oh, that sounds good. Read it. Disappointing. A woman couldn't get her car started, and she had to call out the AA man. He said, well, your immobiliser's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously have some sort of immobiliser chip, perhaps on your keyring, I don't know, but it means if that's not present, your car can't be started to deter thieves. Turns out her dog had eaten it,
mm-hmm.
So he made the dog sit in the front seat of the mm-hmm. car. Fine, started first time, so this woman's got to wait. She's got to go through her dog's poo till she finds the chip again. But in the meantime, the dog always has to get in the car so she can start it. Quite sweet.
But then does she have to follow the dog around all day with the potty?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I like it because it's a dog and it's a chip story and my mum's got a new dog called Chip.
Oh. And look at this picture of Blair and Cherie.
Mm.
You can tell they're going to have sex.
Do you reckon she's turned on by the speech?
Yeah. And look, she's really smiling. And you can only see one of his hands. And look, Brown's not very happy. He's doing another gurn.
He does pull some funny faces.
He needs to stop doing that, to be honest.
I bet he pulls some funny faces in bed. Margaret Beckett, the Foreign Secretary, has confessed that geography is not... There's never my strong points. Like that.
Well, she's only the secretary.
Well, exactly.
A jealous husband poured pink paint over his wife's BMW yesterday, but he escaped jail. I don't think he actually escaped from jail.
Now, I was surprised about this, because do you remember in Edinburgh, in that little, lovely, the lovely, delightful Pikey estate we lived in,
mm-hmm.
there was that pink BMW.
Oh, yeah.
That we laughed at every day. It looked good.
It was fucking brilliant, that.
It was. She should
just fill
go with it and go, it's my, I'm a girl. Why wouldn't I have a pink car?
Yeah, and
screw
pink
you
BMW.
Guys.
Fuck you, man. These Hitler paintings.
They're not very good, are they?
Before. No, there's something a bit weird about them. It's, you know what it's like? It's like you look at it and you can sense the evil.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can really sense, but I think they look like the sort of paintings that people have done with their feet. Oh, and also, his use of colour is not very good.
Like what an old person might do in an old people's.
Yeah, life. Yeah.
But I do think you can sense the evil.
Okay.
But they've sold 118 grand.
It's a piece of history, as they've said, but it's very ugly.
It's a piece of history.
It's an ugly piece of horrible history.
It's
Why would you want it?
Horrible, but I'd have thought I'd gone for more.
Well, yeah, I say go down to Athena. Which doesn't exist anymore. Go, build time machine. Go back to
Athena
in the 80s.
That man with the baby.
Baby. Or the woman scratching her ass.
No. Steve Irwin.
You've got the giggles again.
Steve Irwin's widow, Terry, spoken of.
She says she don't want to talk about.
Yeah. She says she's spoken out about it, and finally spoke out about it and said how she found out he was dead. Someone phoned her up, told her.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What did they say?
It's been an accident. He's dead. And, but she went on a chat show.
Oh, well, that's a good sign. She's on the up.
Oh.
why are you laughing so much about that story? Have you got something, have you got a gem to come out with? Stop touching your bottom. Put yourself together, woman. Catering supervisor sacked for giving a security guard free cup of coffee after he helped to lift some heavy boxes.
Fuck's sake.
This is an Amigo shop, which I think are often are at train stations.
Let's stop going there.
I've never been to one, but I will never go to one now.
Let's make it officially banned.
But she's had £1,000 payout. Do you think, oh, don't see fucking, what, this political correctness gone mad. It's a cup of coffee. I mean, it costs £1.40 to the punter. How much to make? Upwards of 5p.
Downwards of 5p.
And he helps to carry some boxes. Give him a cup of bloody coffee. You bastard. So I know why you were singing Toxic when you came in this morning.
Yeah.
Because Whitney Houston wants her next single to be written by Kathy Dennis, who wrote Toxic. That's why you were singing it.
Yeah. I thought you'd spot that, to be honest. You're quite good at working out my trains of thought, which is frightening, but also funny. Apparently, girls want careers, not rich husbands.
Yep, apparently so. I mean, to be honest, the rich husband, it's a bit easier, but a career's more entertaining than a rich husband.
It is if you just read the papers and play poker. Drink tea and eat Mars bars.
I don't know if I'd even call this a career.
You know, rich husband to go along with it.
That would help, wouldn't it?
It'd certainly help, yeah.
Hmm.
So, I'd say this article's wrong.
Well, this is the interesting bit, because we know we made those schedules yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are. The average woman wants to be settled in a relationship by 28.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to do that now.
Oh, yeah.
Have their own home by 30,
mm-hmm.
married at 31, and give birth to their first child at 32. I'm way off schedule.
God, and I've got a lot of work to do in a very short space of time.
Yeah, got a couple of months, it's fine. So, never mind. I'd like to say I'm not the average woman, I'm better than that. An army goat has regained his Lance Corporal stripes. Billy Windsor, mascot of the 1st Battalion of the Royal Welsh in Cyprus, was busted down to Fusilier last year after he broke free and ruined a birthday parade for the Queen.
Is this the same guy that got raped by the soldiers last year?
I don't think so. I think they'd have promoted him if they'd raped him.
True.
Keep him quiet.
This is my favourite story of the day. Granny pervert stalks teenagers. I'm just going to read it out.
It's brilliant.
A cross-dressing pervert is disguising himself as an elderly woman to cuddle unsuspecting teenagers. Kent police said, "It's quite bizarre. There's one report from a victim that a man was rubbing up and down against her back dressed as an old woman. This kind of behaviour is termed sexual assault because of the sexual overtones. The middle-aged man has been spotted in Canterbury and Folkestone during the past year."
I don't know what's gone wrong with perverts recently. They're dressing as tramps and grannies.
Try and dressing like, Chippendale.
Or Richard Gere in An Officer and Gentleman.
Or Little Dickie Hammond before his accident.
Apparently, a terrified customer was threatened with death after a fight over a must-have toy in the US. A man tried to grab the last Tickle Me Elmo doll in a shop in Florida and said, "I've got a gun." But he apparently didn't have a gun. I thought Tickle Me Elmo was quite old. I remember them from
back. Maybe it's a new...
They've upgraded it.
Maybe it does more. Maybe it...
I think it says it rolls around.
Maybe it tickles you in a special place.
Nye Bevan, the man who created the NHS.
So that's who he is.
Yeah. He was apparently bribed with pork.
Bribed with pork?
Yeah. There's apparently... he was given free meals and cocktails by a club owner in return for granting him licences to import Italian furniture into Britain.
Mm-hmm. Talking of cocktails...
I was undoubtedly benefiting from black market pork.
Oh. Well, we'd all like to benefit from that. But talking of black market pork...
Yeah.
What, your story from yesterday that you didn't do... About the knobs.
Oh, I am going up online. Basically, there's a shop in...
Asia
somewhere. Beijing,
that'd be it.
That specialises in selling penises for eating. They reckon it's a health food, it's very good for you. And they have all sorts of animals you can pick. It's just a bit foul, really.
Why? I don't see why it would be a health food in any way, shape, or form.
Superfood.
Don't think it's a secret.
Well, it's not got a lot of fat on it. Not got a lot of fat on it. Even a fat man doesn't have a fat willy.
Some people have a nice fat cock.
No, but not. It's not fat, is it? It's just.
No, it's got more a bit of girth. It's like muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Pure muscle.
Pure muscle. That's what meat is, as we've discussed before.
Oh no! See, I think the muscle is the stringy bits that you cut off.
No, it's not.
And the meat is the flesh.
The flesh is just fat, generally.
Oh dear.
Please, we're still waiting for a butcher to write in and tell Zena what meat is.
Whatever it is, I like it, so don't worry.
Rottweiler has mauled a 14-month-old boy. The Rottweilers have got a taste for child now.
Yeah.
It's like when you give your first bit of alcohol and that's it.
Yeah.
You're an alcoholic, you're a binge drinker after that.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to the Rottweilers. They're binging on children, so watch out.
And if you own a Rottweiler, keep it indoors. If you see it talking to any other Rottweilers...
They're probably planning something.
Yeah, so watch out for that.
If you've got a child, keep it away from Rottweilers.
Yeah, muzzle the Rottweiler. Muzzle the child.
Yes. Now, put the child in a cage.
This is a story I can't actually bear to look at the picture, but I'll just briefly mention the fact that a stuntman pulled a 1.5-ton car using hooks attached to his eyelids.
He must have some strong eyelids.
That's
horrible.
Fucking horrible.
Someone's found a blue lobster.
Nice.
He's in the Reef Aquarium in North Tidenside. They say they've got to keep him because if they put him back in the sea, he's going to get caught straight away because he's blue. And he'll probably get eaten. I don't know who the natural predators to lobsters are. Do they have
crabs?
Probably. This is a good story for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Smash is making a comeback.
Hooray!
For some people, it never went away. But there's a new campaign coming out. All about it. hopefully using the robots again. Spam is also making a comeback. I'm not bothered about that.
No.
Even slightly. I never liked it.
I'm quite interested in Cinzano coming back. That's the one that caught my eye.
Remember going to bowling with Shazza, and she would like order Cinzano. She had big tits, she could get some. The teams were to power against Eurasia, so, and sometimes to power Eurasia against Spurs.
Good. Yeah. Anyway, so they're coming back, apparently. Someone said, the Grocer magazine said, we've already seen 21st century revivals of 1970s screen classics, Starsky and Hutch, The Dukes of Hazzard and Shaft. Now some of the great grocery brands of the era seem to be staging a comeback. Angel Delight?
Angel Delight is fucking great.
Yeah.
But don't eat a whole packet of it on your own, because it will make you feel sick.
I was discussing with my friend Natalie today. It's blah, 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 children's food, blah, blah, blah. And she claims that she ate nothing but Angel Delight and Quattro when she was growing up, and she turned out all right.
What's Quattro?
It's a fizzy drink. With four things in it. But, you know, when you think about what we ate as kids, and it's like this whole thing, they were teaching children how to make, or teaching adults how to make pat lunches, and you have to have couscous wrap and some carrot sticks. You know, no, you have some sandwiches, an packet apple, a penguin.
A packet of crisps.
And little orange juice or something.
Yeah. True. I ate a lot of
some
fish.
Ice gems, maybe. I used to have ice gems sometimes in my packed lunch. It was good.
I had a lot of smash, a lot of Spam, chips, cabbage, corned beef.
Packed lunch? Oh, no, just in general.
Not, just in general. Mm. I mean, for lunch, there, I used to usually have a pasty, to be honest, from the co-op. Meat and potato.
Doesn't change, does it? Apart from those in the co-op. There's a page in Metro, which... it's called You Make My Day. It's basically, if you see someone you fancy on your way to work, you write into Metro and say. So people go, ooh, the Keanu lookalike at Clapham Junction each evening. Shame about the ring, but the smile still makes it my day. But this one, someone's written in. This is someone in Newcastle. To the cute pimpled shy girl that I meet daily around 8:20 on my way to Biker Station. Please smile back when I see you next time. Yeah, she's probably not. You've just called her pimple in a national newspaper. So, I don't know if your chat technique was particularly good there.
I don't think any of these sound like me.
No, I checked and none of them are on our route into work. But maybe sometime. Is there anyone you see on your commute to work, on the silver link that you've got your eye on?
No. I'm normally still, just sat farting, really, on the platform, thinking about the day, not really looking.
No, maybe we should start, maybe that's the way.
Yeah.
Kate Moss done some singing last night on stage with Baby Shambles. She was wearing some tiny shorts.
Nice.
Taliban have claimed that Osama bin Laden's fine. He's excited about the Kathy Dennis Whitney Houston collaboration.
Yeah, I think that's going to work really well. Especially now she's given up Bobby Brown, everyone's going to be behind her. I think she could have a number one again.
Yeah, I reckon she's got a cracking voice.
Oh, she has. There's no one like her when she's on tour.
Yeah, and I think the whole sort of, if she comes back and she puts on a bit of weight and she gets clean, people are going to like that sort of plucky comeback.
Now there's a new film coming out called Click. What if you had a universal remote that controlled your universe? So I don't want to talk about the film, I just want to say, what if you had a universal remote that controlled your universe? What would you click to do?
I fast forward through work, apart from when we're playing poker. I could pause it during poker so I could look at your hand.
Ooh.
Cheating. I'd like to have more time in the evening, so I might pause it while I'm cooking my tea, and then I don't have to miss how clean is your house. and I'd probably mute some people, most people. I don't know, what else can you do? Contrast.
I think you could literally do anything, really.
Isn't it like, do you remember that...
I would forward fast my period.
Oh, good. Do you remember that programme where the girl did that? And it was a word, and it was,
and you see a sausage.
A word you rather be, a pig is an animal. That was the theme tune, it was on ITVs in the holidays, and she could touch her fingers together, mm-hmm. and then time would stop, and she, cause she was magic.
Oh.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's a bit like that, isn't it?
I don't know, I was probably too busy doing
Could you rewind? You could rewind bits. Brilliant. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking about what you might rewind to.
I haven't rewinded so I could have another night's sleep. Or so I could watch.
I would rewind Dickie Hammond's car crash.
Oh, bless you. And what would you
and
do?
And the Second World War. And the Iraqi War. And the First World War. And the French Revolution.
I'd fast forward Tony Blair's.
I would rewind Gordon Brown so he's back on form, ready to go. Or maybe I'd rewind John Smith's heart attack.
Oh,
wow. But then hopefully we'd have
How
another one.
How different would things be?
Because then you'd have to go through it twice.
Mm. Well, that's nice. Baby born to dead mother.
Yeah, sad.
It is sad, yeah.
Very sad.
Imagine being that kid and growing up and finding out you came out of your mum when she was dead. Might give the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, not exactly dead, but...
A boy of 10 has won a competition to design a newspaper of the future, beating semi-professional journalists and 40-year-olds.
Yeah, and frankly, it looks ridiculous.
Well, I think, you don't want to... He hasn't used a ruler, but I think his concepts are quite good. He's saying that you probably won't actually have newspapers, you'll be able to get them online or at computer stands on street corners. Or you probably could download them to MP4s. I read about there's a band mm-hmm. called MP4. Mm-hmm. They played last night in Manchester.
Right.
Four MPs. Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I know.
What a party?
It's late, but they were playing at the Labour Party conference, so I'm guessing they were.
So
they're going to look into it. I'm going to see if they've got a website.
So they're going to be our new kind of band of choice.
Probably, yeah.
Bob Dylan
mm-hmm.
got a new thing out, Modern Times. What does he know about Modern Times? He's really old.
There's a new film coming out. It's on at the Raindance Film Festival. And it's called Brothers of the Head. You're going to love it.
Mm.
It's about punk bands. I think it's set in the 70s.
Siamese twins?
Yeah.
Brilliant. One head?
No. They're played by twins, but they're joined together. And they're in a punk band.
So, fit Siamese twins in a punk band?
Yeah.
How old are they?
I don't know, teenagers, I guess. That's it, I'm done with news now. Anything more to add?
Yeah, so...
What's on telly tonight?
Well...
How clean is your house?
How clean is your house? You're keen on that.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you did to your bathroom.
I cleaned all the tile grout. In my bathroom with bleach and a toothbrush.
Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.